SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
お聞きの放送は SBS ラジオの日本語放送です。
英語を理解し話すことは、オーストラリアでの生活を向上させるのにとても役立ちます。ポッドキャスト SBS Learn English では、日々の様々なシチュエーションで使えるとっさの英語や表現をあらゆる例を取り入れて簡単に説明します。今回の Learn English は、Talking about the Olympics。7月26日に開幕するパリオリンピック、大会期間中会話についていけるよう、そして話を自分から切り出せるよう、今からボキャブラリーや表現を学んでおきましょう。ホストは SBS Learn English のヨシパ・コサノビッチです。
Learning English helps me to talk about all the big sporting events.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands,and waterways throughout Australia. Hello, Josipa here. I've been thinking, I should stop checking out what my friends in Europe are up to on social media. To be up to something means to be doing something. But we often use it when people are doing something relaxing or even a little bit naughty.In this case, my friends aren't being naughty, but they are having fun because it is summer over there, and a lot of them are going to visit Paris for the Olympics. It's hard not to feel a little jealous when I see all of them having such a great time. The Mediterranean Sea, delicious seafood, beach parties, and their Paris traveling plans.And it seems like almost everyone I know in Europe is going. Seriously, so many of my friends back home are even trying to learn some basic French for the games. I've always been a huge fan of the Olympic Games because athletes from around the globe come together to compete in all sorts of sports like swimming,running, gymnastics, and a lot of other sports too. It's really exciting stuff and I really wish I could go. But since I can't, let me imagine it for a moment. Come on, close your eyes and picture this. You step outside the house. And the summer breeze surprises you with the smell of a fresh croissant.As you walk down the street, passing tables with red and white checkered tablecloths, you can hear the music coming from a nearby cafe. The sidewalks are bustling with people, laughter and chatter filling the air. You can feel the excitement. Everywhere you look, national flags are decorating shops. TVs are playing sport matches, and look!Alan and Claire are also here. And they've just finished watching the swimming race.
Wow, that was epic. We're really going for gold in the swimming, aren't we?
Totally. McCowan just smashed another record. She's definitely in the running for 3 medals.
And have you caught any track events yet?
Yep, I caught the 100-meter sprint.It was crazy close. The winner just scraped in.
Whenever there's a big global sporting event, I feel so lucky because I have 2 countries to cheer for. One is Australia, of course, and the other is the country where I was born, Croatia. to focus on our dialogue. Claire first said,
Wow, that was epic.
If something is epic, it is so exciting that it is unforgettable. You could also say, That was legendary. Or if you were talking in a more formal context, you could say, That was outstanding. Claire also said,
We're really going for gold in the swimming, aren't we?
Claire said that the team were going for gold, meaning that they were putting in an enormous effort and hoped to win gold medals. We can also use this phrase in other areas of our life. When we are making a huge effort and we want to achieve the best possible outcome. Alan agreed because he replied,
McCowan just smashed another record.
When an athlete smashes a record, they break it in a big way by doing better than anyone has done before. They set a new, improved time or score. They set a new record.
She's definitely in the running for 3 medals.
This means that she has a good chance of winning 3 medals. So in the Olympic Games, these could be gold, silver, or bronze. You could use the phrase in the running for in a lot of different situations. For example, if it's very likely that you'll get promoted at work, I could say that you are in the running for a promotion. That is, to get a job at a higher level. Or if your kid just joined the drama class, you could say that they are in the running for the lead role. Now, remember how Claire asked Alan if he saw any track events? These are races or competitions on a running track. Well, she said,
Have you caught any track events yet?
Have you caught any track events yet? The word caught is a past simple form of the word catch. And in this context, to catch an event means to watch or to see. The word catch can be used in a lot of other situations too. We can catch trains and buses, but also other less solid things. For example, asking, Did you catch the news this morning? Is the same as asking, Did you watch or listen to the news? And here's an interesting and rather tricky thing about English in Australia. If we want to ask a question in general about whether someone has seen any track events, and we don't mind which ones, we ask, Have you caught any track events? And we often add the word yet. But if we are asking about a very particular event in the past, and we are referring to the definite time, we ask, Did you catch any track events? Using a past simple form did. Tricky, huh? Anyway, back to the Olympics. Alan replied,
I caught the 100-meter sprint.
Alan caught the 100-meter sprint. Caught, as I said before, is the past form of catch. For example, I could say, I caught a great movie last night, which means that I watched a great movie last night. Anyway, Alan saw the 100-meter sprint. That is a short race in track events where athletes run as fast as they can for 100 meters. And then he said,
It was crazy close.
We say something is crazy close when the competitors are very close and it's not clear who will win. You could also say the runners were neck and neck. Or the race was down to the wire. And that would mean the same thing. Alan also said,
the winner just scraped in.
The winner just scraped in means that they just managed to win, but it wasn't easy. There are a lot of other ways to say that someone managed to do something even though it was very difficult. And you can use these expressions to talk about anything, not just sport. For example, have you heard the expression
by the skin of their teeth?
This is a phrase we use when we want to say someone only just manages to do something. Let's say that Alan didn't study for his university exam, but he still managed to pass the test. Claire could say,
he passed the test by the skin of his teeth.
I like this expression, and I'm definitely going to use it during the Olympics. Actually, I can already see how I'm going to watch the games and pay special attention to competitions that are crazy close, so that I can say, they made it by the skin of their teeth. Teeth. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Teeth. Teeth. Well, it looks like I have to first learn how to pronounce this word correctly. Teeth. Okay, while I practice, why don't you listen to our dialogue once again?
Wow, that was epic. We're really going for gold in the swimming, aren't we?
Totally. McCowan just smashed another record. She's definitely in the running for 3 medals.
And have you caught any track events yet?
Yep, I caught the 100-meter sprint. It was crazy close. The winner just scraped in.
皆さんいかがでしたか？これで大会期間中は気になった競技や選手について友人や同僚と会話をできるのではないでしょうか。SBS 日本語放送のウェブサイトにはこの Learn English のエピソードのまとめ、さらにはスクリプトも掲載されています。最後にはクイズもありますので、ぜひチャレンジしてみてください。アドレスは sbs.com.au/japanese です。
This was the SBS Learn English podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English.
もっとストーリーをお聞きになりたい方は iTunes や Google Podcast、Spotify などでお楽しみいただけます。